Welcome to Tantra FM. What we have for today? Dear man, did you know that you can increase your virility using special food? This type of food is known as yang food. Join us to find out more. Then we shall continue by introducing very simple methods used to activate the first and the second chakras, Muladhara chakra and Svadhisthana chakra. Stay tuned and find out how to amplify the first chakra, named Muladhara chakra, by using proper musical support. Our yogi hosts Amaris and Valentino will also keep you company.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino.
Yang food, a key for increasing your virility. Part 1. According to the type of energy they amplify, the following types of food have been divided into two categories, yin and yang. However, the influence exerted by these types of food on the polarities of our being is not equal. For instance, pollen has a lot more solar energy, or yang type of energy charge, than wheat. For this reason, the very father of macrobiotics, George Oshawa, has created these categories. Yang food, noted in the table with plus, accentuated yang food, noted in the table with plus plus, and extremely yang food, noted in the table with plus plus plus. Then, yin food, noted in the table with minus, accentuated yin food, noted in the table with minus minus, and extremely yin food, noted in the table with minus, minus, minus. This list will help you choose the right types of food, which will help you become more masculine. The yin table. Cereal flakes, 3 minuses. Corn, rye, 1 minus. Tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, beans, cucumber, asparagus, spinach, pumpkin, bamboo, mushrooms, green peas, celery, red beet, garlic, artichoke, dock, 2 minuses. Brussels cabbage, cauliflower, green salad, 1 minus. Yogurt, fresh cow cheese, cream, butter, margarine, kefir, processed cheese, cheese, 3 minuses. Milk, 2 minuses. Camembert cheese, 1 minus. Pineapple, papaya, mango, grapefruit, orange, lemon, tangerine, banana, figs, pear, grape, peach, yellow melon, prune, almond, nut, groundnut, nutmeg, green melon, cherry, 3 minuses. Green olives, 1 minus. Coffee, cola, chocolate, yin fruit juice, sugar drinks, alcohol, 3 minuses. Mineral water, water, siphon, salt water, 1 minus. Ginger, pepperoni, curry, pepper, red pepper, 3 minuses. Vinegar, mustard, allspice, vanilla, garlic, 2 minuses. Laurel, cumin, 1 minus. Honey, sugar, chocolate, cocoa, 3 minuses. Coconut oil, groundnut oil, olive oil, 2 minuses. Litmus, 1 minus. Yang table. Barley, oat, rice, millet, wheat, 1 plus. Buckwheat, 2 pluses. White cabbage, lentils, dandelion, lettuce, endive, nettle, leek, chickpea, radish, turnip, onion, parsley, 1 plus. Carrot, algae, soybeans, lotus, pumpkin seeds, pepper grass, dandelion root, colza, 2 pluses. Sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, ginseng, zinjo, 3 pluses. Eggs, fertilized only, goat cheese, 2 pluses. Black olives, strawberry, blackberry, raisins, chestnuts, 1 plus. Apples, nuts, 2 pluses. Pollen, 3 pluses. Mint, chamomile, rosemary, wormwood, eucalyptus tea, natural Japanese tea, malt, dandelion coffee, Oshawa coffee, chickpea coffee, corn tea, dragon tea, wild savory, 1 plus. Mature tea, basil, apple juice, 2 pluses. Ginseng, 3 pluses. Nutmeg, tarragon, cinnamon, dill, anise, basil, savory, rosemary, onion, 1 plus. Parsley, salvia, horseradish, saffron, chicory, 2 pluses. Marine salt, 3 pluses. Sesame oil, rape oil, eucalyptus oil, volatile mint oil, volatile pine oil, coriander, halva with sunflower or sesame seeds, 1 plus. Sunflower oil, soy oil, 2 pluses. Yang cereals. Integral cereals are complete elements. In order to amplify one's yang energy, there are several cereals that are highly recommended. Dr. George Oshawa has perfected a series of diets that are mainly based on cereals. These diets aim at amplifying the yang masculine type of energy. George Oshawa, also known as Niori Sakurazawa, has founded the concept of macrobiotic medicine, which has become quite fashionable during the past few decades in the West. He promoted a balanced diet from an energy intake point of view, considering that a correct diet is ultimately very effective medicine against any disease. He was one of the first supporters of oriental therapies, including acupuncture. George Oshawa enjoyed a special kind of prestige in Europe, where he is widely known and respected. The most famous of these diets is the number 7 Oshawa diet, or simply the Oshawa diet. It lasts for 10 days and is composed only of yang cereals, integral wheat, integral rice, millet, and buckwheat. These cereals are boiled or baked and may be salted according to taste as long as no other elements are added. In exceptional cases, medicinal plants are also allowed in the diet, besides water and salt. Many cases of premature impotence, or impotence caused by alcohol and narcotics abuse, or caused by diabetes, or even cancer, were cured with this diet. This diet is recommended most of all for overweight people. It is also recommended for people with yin imbalances and for people with chronic diseases. The Oshawa diet enhances control over your sexual and vital energy and is effective in fighting premature ejaculation and wet dreams. This diet is also indicated as self-treatment to combat sexually deviant behavior such as masturbation and homosexuality. Yang food, a key for increasing your virility. Part 2. Next, we shall present the cereals in diet number 7, created and recommended by Dr. George Oshawa. Wheat. Alongside millet, wheat has been traditionally cultivated in almost all parts of the world. Its usage as a basic element is justified by its components. Vitamins A, B1, B2, B5, B6, D, E, K, double P, and minerals calcium, magnesium, potassium, zinc, copper, etc. It may be consumed as wheat porridge, made of wheat wholemeal, as bread, see the recipe, or boiled for 10 minutes in water and then baked with salt, in the frying pan without oil, with just a little water added. It is a yang element. In case we do not have wheat wholemeal, we may prepare the following. Instead of 1 kilogram of wholemeal, we mix 600 grams of normal wheat flour and 400 grams of fresh wheat husk. This mixture has an important advantage. The fresh husk preserves more of the complex B vitamins than the wholemeal stored for several months and used only afterwards. Recipe. Take 2 handfuls of washed and dried wheat and grind it to obtain a fine and homogeneous flour. Mix the wholemeal obtained thusly with a teaspoon of salt, or according to your taste, and add water until it gains the needed consistency. Use an appropriate container and place it in the oven. Let it heat and then turn the flame to middle intensity. Take a part of the mixture, the size you desire, make sure it's not too big as it might not bake well, and roll it until it becomes like a fish stick of approximately the width of 2 fingers, or make round cakes of approximately 1 finger's height. For better baking results, they need to be turned on all sides according to the intensity of the fire. When they are roasted and hardened a little, without losing their elasticity, you may take them out and place them under a napkin or a kitchen towel so that they will not lose their humidity. Integral rice. This is rice from which only the first sheath was taken away, keeping a part of its protein shell. It is somewhat yellowish in color and requires 5 to 10 minutes longer to boil. It is more consistent and contains the following vitamins: A, B1, B6, and minerals: calcium, phosphor, potassium, and magnesium. It is an element that is rich in energy, recommended for processes of growth and repair performed by the organism. It also has a slight hypotensor effect, which is why it is indicated for preventing vascular impotence and other complications caused by hypertension. Millet. Millet is one of the cereals that have a long history on the old continent. The traditional hominy, for example, was made of millet, not of corn. It is a rich and complex cereal containing minerals such as phosphor, calcium, magnesium, potassium, zinc, and vitamin A in great quantities. It is used more as a medicinal food rather than food and is recommended for asthenia, urinary infections, impotence, and psychic disorders. Millet hominy is at the very least just as tasty as corn hominy, and has the advantage of being yang as well as the therapeutic actions we just mentioned. There are still many old recipes for millet cakes known. Buckwheat. From an energy polarity point of view, buckwheat is the most yang of all the cereals. Due to some of its therapeutic qualities, this cereal is very precious in one's diet, especially in vessel protection and revitalizing cures. It is easy to digest, and as an added bonus, it is slightly spicy, which makes it very tasty. It is recommended for treating vascular impotence, intoxication with alcohol or tobacco, and as part of an older person's diet because it prevents sclerosis. Another plus for consuming large quantities of buckwheat is the fact that it halts the development of cancer-causing cells, making it an important medicinal food for the treatment of cancer. It is an accentuated yang element. Meditation for the Activation of Chakras. Part 1. Meditation for the Activation of Muladhara Chakra. At the base of the spine, there is the first center of force, Muladhara Chakra, first because of its position. More precisely, Muladhara Chakra lies in between the area of the anus and the groin, and is the root of the three main nadis, Sushumna, Ida, and Pingala. The traditional yogic texts state that the fundamental energy of a man, Kundalini, surrounds this center of force 3.5 times. The awakening and ascension of Kundalini through Sushumna Nadi until the Sahasrara Chakra has as a direct effect the fusion with the ultimate reality. Through the practice of various exercises, the yogi attempts to awaken the Kundalini energy and make it ascend along the spine through Sushumna, the central Nadi. Badrasana is one pose recommended for the awakening of Kundalini. Simply sit in Badrasana, but make sure you consult our article on Badrasana in the Tantric Yoga section first. The yogi is said to be fit for meditation if he or she may remain in this pose for 30 to 45 minutes without any problems. Using appropriate music, you may even consult our selection on meditation music, you can activate Muladhara Chakra through Badrasana. Focus your attention on Muladhara Chakra for 30 minutes, during which time you should stay immobile. Perceive the activation of Muladhara Chakra, increased vital energy, as well as a state of increased psychic tonus. Meditation for the activation of Svadhisthana Chakra. The second center of force lies at 3 to 4 centimeters above the sexual organs. This center of force is responsible for the sexual energy. Sva means vital force and Adhisthana means abode or residence. Its representation includes a six-petaled lotus. The yogi attempts to awaken the center through various asanas and make the sexual energy ascend through Sushumna Nadi. Although there are many asanas that facilitate the activation of Svadhisthana Chakra, the most suitable is Sukhasana. See our article in the Tantric Yoga section for this as well. Sit in Sukhasana, eyes closed, spine straight, as described in the previous meditation exercise. Focus your attention in Svadhisthana Chakra. Stand as still as possible during all this time. Using appropriate music, you may consult our selection of meditation music, you can activate Svadhisthana Chakra through Sukhasana. Focus your attention on Svadhisthana Chakra for 30 minutes. Perceive the activation of Svadhisthana Chakra along with a state of harmony and euphoria.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme. Amplifying the first center of force, Muladhara Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the zone between your anus and your sexual organs, which represents the projection of Muladhara Chakra in your physical body. The symbolic representation of Muladhara Chakra is a lotus flower with 4 petals, symbolizing the 4 energy channels or nadis situated here. This chakra represents
objective consciousness, concrete thinking, terrestrial consciousness. The element it resonates with is the subtle energies of the earth. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. Amplifying the first center of force, Muladhara Chakra. Let us begin. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.